Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. Another episode in the podcast extravaganza we're calling, or I somehow started off calling, a pod a day in May. That's where every day in May 2019, I'm publishing a daily podcast. Publishing, maybe I should trademark that. I'm a podlisher. Anyway, I digress. A lot of people have been sending in questions. As you know, you, my most excellent listeners, have been sending in lots of requests for topics to be covered, for various questions for me to answer. And one of the things that I've been getting a lot, not just during a pod a day in May, but way before, is from people asking about the logistics of podcasting itself. From the kit to the platforms you can use for hosting, to the coding, and also the editing, just everything to do with it. And just this past weekend, actually, believe it or not, a colleague emailed me asking if they could call me this week to discuss how to upload and publish a podcast. And that was the thing that made me just think, right, maybe it does warrant an episode, because it does feel a little bit bizarre to talk about podcasting from a position of authority when I am not an expert podcaster. I have a podcast. I have figured out how to publish them via trial and error. I figured out how to use the kit, what kit to use and how to use it via trial and error and by following YouTube tutorials. So please don't think I'm coming at this as an expert. I really am not. But I can share with you my experiences and what has been useful for me. And hopefully that will be the starting point for your own research and data collection about how to publish your own, if that's what you want to do. So, as I said, there are richer resources around, but I'll happily tell you what I did. I'll tell you what kit I used. I've actually already put everything on a blog post on emmaguns.com where I list the kit I started with and the kit I changed to and use now. And neither setup ever let me down, not once. And I used to do a lot of interviews, celebrity interviews with a dictaphone, which is smaller than a mobile phone or, mobile phone, cell phone, whatever you want to call it. Smaller than that, and especially when they went digital, it looked very similar to how podcasting kit uses, and the amount of time as you get back to your desk and you just hear and for something had gone wrong, but you just couldn't tell while you were doing it. Podcast equipment's a lot more sophisticated. As soon as you look at it, you can tell whether it's recording or not, which is fantastic. Additionally, I'm going to share with you how and with whom I have hosted the podcast since it started in 2016. So, shall we begin? The kit that I use is very simple. Right back in the early days, I had my laptop, which is an Apple MacBook Pro. I bought that when I went freelance, saved up and bought that when I went freelance. And I don't think I even installed it. It comes with GarageBand, which is the sound editing tool. I mean, as the name would suggest, it's more musical. I think that was the original intention. But you can upload files onto there, you can tinker with the levels and all sorts. So really, I already had a lot of the podcasting stuff I needed in order to begin already on my computer that I just overlooked because I didn't know I needed it. And then the other thing I did is I did a heck of a lot of research, and in the end I decided to get a USB mic, because all that I then needed to do was then get my computer out, switch on GarageBand, insert the USB mic, go 1 2 1 2, check that the little levels on GarageBand went up and down accordingly, hit record, and away you go. USB mics tend to be, well, the Yeti one that I got, the Blue Yeti, is a condenser mic, so it captures a lot of noise. And so I then graduated, once I could afford to using the Zoom H4n Pro Handy Recorder. You can input two mics into that. And I've got some Stag cables, and I got some Behringer microphones. And Behringer came up best as the most affordable, but also the most reliable. So they, performance-wise, they were up there with the really expensive microphones. If you can afford expensive microphones, they're Sennheisers. They're amazing too, or they're Shure, S-H-U-R-E, incredible. But the Behringer ones that I use, I'm very, very happy with right now. And that really is all you need. The H4n Pro Handy Recorder has an SD card. So you pop that in, you plug your mics in, put them in your stand. I got some little microphone stands. I'll put the link in the show notes. And you go testing, one, two, three. It records to the SD card. And then you take the SD card out, put the SD card into your computer, drag the file into GarageBand, and boom, there you go. And the thing that the Zoom has that I didn't have, the functionality that I didn't have with the original mic, was that by recording it through the H4n Pro, I can separate the tracks so that if one of us is slightly louder, I can level that out. Or if there's background noise, I can filter that out, or lots of things. It's much more versatile and much more user-friendly and produces a better quality podcast. So there have been times when I've done podcasts with using the old mic where it just captured a lot of background noise, a lot of background noise, and there was just nothing I could do about it. Whereas this way, you've got your mics right in front of you. They are capturing what you're saying into them, and they don't pick up anything in the room. So that's really that. But I know a lot of you want to know about how to host. So I'll just tell you how I did it. I started off with Squarespace. I built my website using Squarespace. And with Squarespace, if you go into the back end, and it's really easy. I'm not suggesting I've made the prettiest website, and I know I need to overhaul it at some point very soon. But if you go into the back end, you get your RSS feed, and you can, which is the feed that your podcast exists on. And you can very simply just link it to Apple Podcasts. It's not particularly difficult. And if you just go into the back end of Squarespace, go to the help section, there is a video how-to, and they also do a written out how-to. So it's incredibly easy. So all I did was I published my podcast every week to a blog post page.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And when it went live, the blog post page went, oh, I should probably send the RSS feed, that updated RSS feed, to Emma's Apple Podcasts feed. And it did, and it happened pretty automatically. And I didn't ask too many more questions because I figured if I understood it at any kind of deeper level, I might get confused. But it really is very, very simple through Squarespace. And I know a lot of people who did exactly that, started out in exactly the same way. The analytics weren't particularly great on Squarespace. I don't know what they're like now, because about 2 years ago, I decided to use a different hosting platform called Libsyn. And Libsyn, which is L-I-B-S-Y-N, obviously the show notes will contain all the links to this, but it is a very large hosting. Yeah, it's a podcast hosting site, and they host a lot of the very famous podcasts. They are if you Google podcast hosting, it's the one that comes up time and time again. I think they've had like billions and billions of downloads. They are brilliant. And you can buy different pricing plans. So you can start off with like a $5 plan. You can do a $15 plan. I think I went in at $20, which meant that I got a larger monthly storage. And I was also able to look at the back-end analytics with a little more detail. So you have the option to have basic statistics and advanced statistics and various other things. And then they also have data storage. And the plans go up to $75, which is $75 a month. So that was where I switched to. And you're thinking, yeah, but how do you switch? Actually, sorry if this sounds really lazy, but when I said, oh, I'd like to join Libsyn, they said, okay, for an extra, I think it was something like $50, we'll do all the tinkering and do all the uploading to Apple Podcasts for you. So I said, yes, please, I'd like that functionality. I'd like you to do that for me because I'm worried that I might screw it up. And very happily, I uploaded via Libsyn for ages. I got a lot more detail from the analytics about like what my download figures were, where in the world people were listening to the show, how long they were listening for, all of that kind of stuff, which is really, really interesting. So Libsyn, I highly recommend. I never had any issues with it. And I was very nervous about switching from Squarespace uploading to Libsyn, but it was a really good decision. It was a really good time. And I felt very confident the whole time I was using it. And the only reason I decided to switch again in April 2018, I moved over to Acast is because I had something of a relationship with Acast. I looked at what they did. We had a conversation. We decided to see how it worked. And again, it was a very easy switch over. And back-end analytics are much easier. I really, really enjoy the interface. I don't actually know what the barriers to entry are to work with Acast because it's a monetized platform. So if you hear ads at the beginning of the show, that's all down to Acast. But it was 2 years, don't forget, before I went over there. But definitely they are kind of the people who are really killing the game right now. And again, I really, really enjoy being with them. That really is the story of the podcast. There's all that kit, which again, links will be in the show notes. And those are the ways that I hosted originally. Squarespace was really easy. I think a Squarespace subscription, depending on where you are and what kind of functionality you want, is around $180 a year. And Libsyn, like I said, I use the option that was $20 a month. So there's a little bit of investment that you have to do, but I think it's completely worth it. So I hope that answers the questions because I've been getting a lot of what kit do I need and how do I host? And I do think the kit is fairly simple, but it is the hosting thing that I think can be a bit confusing. It's really easy via Squarespace. It's a cinch via Libsyn. And when the time is ready, there are places like Acast out there who you can work with to magnify and publish your show. Anyway, if you have any other questions about podcasting, why don't you drop me an email at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on social media where I am at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram, or perhaps you'd be interested in joining the Facebook group. It's a closed group. You have to answer two questions, but lots of people are posting similar sort of topics like, oh, hi guys, I'm starting a podcast. Has anyone got any experience? And the community in there are so supportive and really well informed. So I really, really highly recommend that you join that group. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that answered the questions you wanted about podcasting. I've been getting a lot of how do you podcast? What are the logistics of podcasts? So I hope that covers it. Like I said, if it doesn't, get in touch with me via the channels I've just mentioned. Thank you so much for listening and taking part in a pod a day in May. I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.